NPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has approved COVID booster shots for adults beyond what federal agencies have authorized so far. CPR's John Daly has more on Governor Polis's executive order.
In a press release, the governor says he made the move to protect public health, reduce transmission, and preserve hospital capacity. Wednesday, he made the case to a group of his advisors that having all adults eligible for boosters instead of just people in specific categories like the elderly is legal and warranted.
Colorado is a high-risk institution, and everyone is eligible in Colorado on the argument that you are part of a high-risk environment by nature of being in Colorado.
The Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control have not yet responded to CPR's request for comment. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Farm workers in the state now have the right to weekly overtime pay for the first time. The state's Labor Department has adopted new rules. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Until now, farmers were not required to pay the state's roughly 40,000 farm workers overtime. Starting next year, they'll have to if employees work more than 60 hours a week. Hunter Knapp is with Project Protect Food Systems Workers, a worker-led nonprofit. He says it's a historic move, but there are still loopholes.
We do believe that this is just a first step because agricultural workers are still excluded from daily overtime pay, and that is one of the most critical parts of protecting workers.
The changes only apply to weekly pay. They're the result of a major labor rights bill passed during the most recent legislative session. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Drought conditions are holding steady and currently cover about three-quarters of the state. Increased stream flow and precipitation have brought some relief to parts of western Colorado, but the northwestern and southwestern corners of the state are still recording extreme dryness. Farther east, warm and dry weather has made the drought worse in several areas, including a pocket of extreme drought in Washington and Yuma counties. And it's going to be a mostly sunny and dry weekend all across Colorado. This is CPR News.